Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
All right, everybody, time for... Hey, shot it through the snowblower. Give us a call if you shot it through the snowblower. 799-1029. Is there another number over there, Eric Jensen?
1-800-BOB-AND-BRIAN.
All right, so you're out there clearing out the driveway. The kids left something in the driveway. You shot it through the snowblower. Give us a call.
414-799-1029.
Hey, you're sounding a little funny over
there. Yeah, a little froggy.
I don't know if I can do that. You guys are like, what, making fun of my voice?
No.
All right, here we go. The first I shot it through the snowblower of the year. Here we go. Hello, welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's calling?
This is Brian calling.
Hello, Brian. How are you doing this morning? What did you shoot through the snowblower?
Well, I shot the bolts that hold the handle to the snowblower through the snowblower after I let it warm up and it rattled off.
So you got some bolts that hold the thing together and they fell into the auger and they shot through the snowblower.
Awesome forever.
Sounds like you need a new snowblower. Hello and welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nathan.
Nathan, what'd you shoot through the snowblower?
I shot a steel chain link.
Ooh.
An entire link of steel chains through my snow thrower.
Oh, so what? Where you're out in the driveway?
Yeah, parking lot of my bar.
Parking lot of your bar. Oh, you got the bar. You got people coming over doing the drinking.
Just one link or... The whole thing.
No, the entire chain is bound up pretty tight in there. I had to take a chisel from an impact thing and then a hammer and just pound it out, and I finally got it out. But...
Wow.
Oh, you got the bar and you got to pound one out. That's a tough one. All right, thanks for calling. I shot it through a snowblower. Hello, hi, who's this? Welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower.
This is Mike.
Hello, Mike. What'd you shoot through the snowblower there?
I had a snowblower. It was less than a year old. I went out to do the walk, and my dog's chain went through there and ripped the auger right out of the front of the snowblower.
Oh, boy, less than a year old. That's tough when they're just a year old there.
I think the warranty covers that.
Yeah. Well, oh, it's the dog's chain. What kind of dog do you got there?
German Shepherds.
German Shepherd, yeah. Whoa, yeah.
Is it your single stage or two stage?
Two stage.
Wow, it ripped the auger right out of it.
The cable whapped around until it got to the end and yanked the whole auger right out of it.
Yeah, did you see it all happen there? Just like a slow motion watching it awful happen there. All right, well, thanks a lot for calling. I shot it through the snowblower. Let's get on with some more. I shot it through the snowblower calls. Hello, welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's this? Boy, that's a high-energy thing there, and all the guys thought,
hello.
Are you there? Are you? Hello?
There we go.
Hello.
Yeah, this is I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's this?
Done? Yep.
That's an interesting name. You're from Estonia or something like that?
The south side there.
The south side. Well, that's a lot like Estonia.
It's done from the south side.
All right, so what did you shoot through the snowblower?
A decorative red brick that my wife likes to put out and use as edging. I shot that son of a gun about 35 feet through the air, and it went over my neighbor's brand-new truck.
Wow.
Oh, boy, over the truck so it didn't hit the truck?
Thank God, no.
Yeah, you should go to church and leave a big donation this weekend.
Something had to hit the truck, though, didn't it? Snow or
no
ice or anything?
So what, she's got just like one brick that she puts out there and says, hey, that's a nice-looking brick.
Like an 8-inch red brick that, well, I shouldn't say the whole one. It was half of it. So 4-inch brick.
Half a 4-inch brick. Okay. All right. So you have a little talk with the little lady. Say, hey, what's with the brick there? You got to have the thing.
I did. I had her. little talk with her.
All right. Well, just a talk. We don't want anything other than that. All right. Well,
just talking.
All right. Thanks for calling. I shot it through the snowblower. Hello. Oh, somebody get the cops callers. Hello. Welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's this?
This is Carl.
Hey, Carl, what'd you shoot through the snowblower?
Snow. Because I'm not an idiot.
Hey, well, you know, that's not the very nice thing. People go out, it's not their fault that someone leaves the dog chain out there.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
kind of a...
This is a group therapy session kind of health show. Yeah, okay. So enough of the hate calls. I don't want any of the hate calls or none of the dirty talk either there. So here we go. Let's keep going. Hello, welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Ben. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. What'd you shoot through the snowblower?
Well, I tried to be a nice guy for my neighbor when he was on vacation last year, and I ended up tearing out his extension cord out of his garage was taking care of his Christmas lights on his house and tore all that off.
Oh, that's too bad.
Tripped a circuit in his garage until he came home and realized his freezer was off and the garage door opener.
That's a real bad story there. So how do you and your neighbor get along now then?
Well, he knew it was me, so I bought him a new extension cord, and he wouldn't accept it because he was thankful that I took care of his driveway for him. So it all worked out.
Wow. But what about all the meat
all
in the
stuff
freezer?
In the refrigerator there go bad?
Well, it was the garage freezer, so everything stayed cold. It was like perfect. If that was the circuit to trip out, that was the one to do it.
It's just the beer out there anyway. Okay. All right. So that's a happy ending to the story then. It's hello. Welcome to I Shined It Through the Snowblower.
Hey, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat, how you doing there this morning?
Great. I shot a bag of balls through the snowblower.
A bag of balls?
Yeah.
What kind of balls?
Two soccer balls and a big red kickball.
Come on, you shot that through a snowblower?
I shot the bag into the snowblower, and the balls all got stuck in the auger, and I couldn't throw it the rest of the way.
How deep was the snow? I mean, you got the whole – what's the bag of balls doing laying in the driveway?
Yeah.
It's not clear.
The kids left it outside the night before, so I had it sitting outside when I came to school early in the morning. We had that 6-7 inches of snow, and it covered the bag, and I didn't see it. And
you know, that is the number one cause of trouble on I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Those darn kids. They leave things laying around, the balls, the dog chains, toys, everything goes through the snowblower. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks for calling. I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Hello, welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who is this?
This is John.
Hey, John, what'd you shoot through the snowblower?
I didn't get to shoot nothing through the snowblower. The drive bell for the auger broke just as I turned it on.
Boy, I didn't understand anything you
said. The drive belt to the auger blew right before he turned it on.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but you're calling the wrong show. It's not called. I didn't get the chance to shoot anything through the snowblower. Oh, welcome to I Shot It Through the Snowblower. Who's this?
Hey, this is CJ.
CJ, what happened to your snowblower there? What'd you shoot through it?
Just like the last guy, I got the extension cord, but it wasn't for my neighbor's house. It was for my own dang house.
For your own
cord.
So you knew it was there, huh?
I knew it was there, but I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that's the problem there. It only takes a momentary distraction where you go, hey, I could know that cord is there. And then you get to thinking about someone else, maybe having a nice sandwich there at lunch or something. And then you get that's all in whammo. You get the problem there. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is everybody okay?
Everybody's okay. The lights are back on and we're good to go.
And the snowblower's okay?
The snowblower is good. I think I'm ditching that and going to the plow. I can't handle the snowblower.
Well, there you go. You know, sorry to lose you on the show there because we don't have a show called Hey, I Got a Plow Problem.
I ran it over with the plow. We could try that.
Ran it over with the plow, but just run things over there. They go flying through the air. All right, that's all the time we got for I Shot It Through the Snowblower this morning. Thanks for joining us. It's always a great time.